Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today we are talking about ARSAD, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description that is taking place in Barcelona from March 16th to the 17th. Fred is a media partner of the event, and we're going to have the opportunity to chat with the speakers, but today I have the honor of being in virtual company of Pilar Orrero, who is the woman behind ARSAD, head of Transmedia Catalonia. Pilar, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Chiara.
So, Pilar, thank you so much, first of all, for taking the time to talk to us, and we're very glad to be involved in ARSAD. We've been partner before for Fred School, so it's a pleasure to talk to you again and to share this experience on ARSAD with you.
Thank you, and I would like to thank you for being always behind all the work that we do in my research and at the university, because Fred has been there behind us always in ARSAD. So I can't be more grateful to you for that support over the many years. So thank you very much.
I have to say that it's a rewarding experience also for the people that work at Fred, like me, because every day that I'm talking to the speakers, I'm discovering something more, and I'm getting more and more interested and involved in this project and in accessibility.
Thank you.
So, Pilar, let's start from the beginning. I've been talking to Anna Matamala as well. So tell me more about why and you decided to found ARSAD, how ARSAD was born.
Okay, ARSAD was born because audio description began to gain impetus in Europe due to the different legislation that was implemented, first of all, from the UN mandate, and then the UN mandate was then taken on board by the European Parliament, and then a new directive, accessibility directive, was born, and that had to be applied in all European countries in one way or another with provision for the future. So suddenly Europe had to offer this service, and they didn't have much of a clue on how to do it. We had a country that was a bit of an exception. That was the UK. The UK was highly developed, no doubt due to the lobby and all the amazing work behind it by John Greening, who in fact is the most inspiring woman behind audio description in the world to me. So we thought that we could learn from other partners that they had developed audio description, and we thought that we could spread the word and make these meetings where those who knew and those who had to learn and had to implement it met, and we just started a dialogue between the user associations, who to me are perhaps the most important partner there, the user associations, the universities doing research, and also those delivering it. And that's how it started.
What I've learned from speaking with Anna, but also with the speakers of this year's edition, is that it started as a workshop, and now it's a conference, but it's more than that. What the speakers told me is that they're coming back because it's a sort of, we can say, a platform to share new ideas, to improve their techniques and learn more about what they can do in their field of expertise.
Yeah, it is. It has begun. I have to say, I haven't been organizing this for the last at least 3 or 4. Anna Matamala now, she does it on her own. She is a tremendous woman behind this. She's taking over. She's made it into this central point, focal point for audio description in the whole world. And now we have partners from everywhere and also from different walks of life. We have from NGOs to users to technologies to research. So, yeah, she's managed really to create a really good meeting point for everybody.
But while Hanna was working on on RSED, you have another big project, and we were talking about platforms before, and that's how I want you to introduce MAP, the Media Accessibility Platform.
That's great. Yes, Anna, I didn't leave Anna to lead us.
No.
I decided to spend my life by the seaside, sipping mojitos. That would be lovely, but no.
That's why.
Anna started with Arsat, or continue with Arsat, but also we've branched out in more projects. Mm-hmm. One of them is the one that you're mentioning is MAP. MAP is this fantastic platform, online platform, and the idea is to gather information, because all the data or all the information for media accessibility is very fractioned in different outlets, and there is nowhere to unify all this, and it is important to have this information. Stupid things like, for example, which laws apply in each country, and then, of course, how are the laws, how you compare the laws, why Chile has one provision and why Costa Rica has got another one and why Italy has got another one, you know. So it is quite interesting to compare laws, to compare research, to compare the provision that they have to do for the implementation, all these things. So we've decided to create this platform, and then it's just filling it in with information from across the world, hoping that it would make media accessibility more dynamic and more comprehensive. And so that was the idea.
I have a question, Geza, that I have, I sort of asked you to the speakers as well. Why do you think that this problem of adapting and introducing accessibility directives and laws, and why do you think there's this so much difference between countries? And some of them told me about that it's about politics. What do you think?
I think nothing in life is that easy. There are many elements. For example, one of the issues that why the UK is because of a language. Everything in the UK is in English. Of course, then you only add audio description. You don't have to translate. It's a matter of time and money. If you don't have to dub, in the case of Italy, or in the case of Catalonia, if you don't have to dub and then add the audio description or the accessibility, then life is much easier. Mm-hmm. So language is, to me, one big issue. The other big issue to me is that the lobby. In the UK, the RNIB is a phenomenal NGO. It's a phenomenal organization. It also has a completely different politics than other NGOs. Their ethos and their way forward is inclusion. So they don't do themselves the audio description. What they do is to promote and to lobby for everybody to take on audio description. Okay, mm-hmm. And that is that way of mainstreaming accessibility is what has made the UK the leader of accessibility, because nobody claims property of accessibility. It is out in the market. And that, to me, makes a huge difference between Italy, or definitely between Spain, where everybody seems to be the owner of accessibility. Yeah. And so then you kill it because you can't be the owner of anything. That is a mistake. It is a mistake. You have to share, and you have to make it a mainstream service. Otherwise, it becomes not an inclusive, but an exclusive service. Exactly. So an exclusive service goes nowhere. That is clear to me. So unless Spain and unless Italy learn the hard lesson that accessibility is mainstream, it doesn't belong to anybody, it's just a service, and it is a service for society to take on board, then we're not going to get anywhere. And the other issue is technology. Language technologies for English are far more developed than language technologies for Italian, for example. It is easier to do anything with language technologies in English. again, because English is one of the most developed languages for technologists, so that makes them again leaders because of that. So it's not just politics; it's complex as everything else.
But I hope that with all your work with MAP, with ARSAT, that we can maybe talk in 2 years, and then we will talk about all the improvements and all the changes that have been done in the meantime. So we reach a point in which we're only talking about details. Let's say that.
That is really nice. I want to thank Fred, because Fred is also part. We're very lucky. We've just been granted some funds to organize the first MAP conference, which will take place in the autumn in Vigo, at the north east of Spain. Northwest of Spain, and in a fantastic place. And of course, Fred is also part of this project. So again, I think you'll have to interview me again for the MAP International Conference. So thank you to Fred for being also supporting in that. That's really good. That's really good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pilar. So Pilar, you were also telling me about ACT.
ACT is a European-funded project that I am leading, along with Anna Matarola, of course. And the idea behind that was to try to find out the professional profile of the person who would do the accessibility for the scenic arts, for theatres, for opera, for circus, for anything to do with the scenic arts in Europe. At the moment, one of the issues about taking up accessibility is that it is down to one person in one place who really is interested, and then that place goes accessible. But if that person moves, the place stops being accessible because the person who knew leaves. So the idea is to create a professional profile that will train someone to become an accessibility manager. So each place, each theatre, each cinema, each event, physical place would be able to train the person who is already there as a manager, or they would train a new person. So they know about what is accessibility, what's required, and how implement accessibility to their own space. So this is what we're doing. We are drafting the skills, the competences, what is the course going to be, and that's what we're doing at the moment.
Wow, bello!
Thank you.
So Pilar, what I understood from talking to you and Anna is that you never sleep. I already noticed because you answer to all my emails like in 5 seconds, but now I know why.
Well, I think it's nice, isn't it? It's a good project, the idea of bringing up accessibility. I really like it.
I love it. A whole world was introduced to me, so things that I hadn't thought about. So suddenly I was thinking about so many things and how to receive a film, how to approach it in the best way, how to understand it as a director would like it. So a whole new world really got me involved.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very interesting. It's fascinating. Yeah.
Yes. Pilar, so good luck for all your activities. I really hope to see you during ARSAD and to talk to you again, obviously, for the conference in Vigo and so on.
Thank you. Thank you, Chiara. You're very kind.
Let's remind our listener that ARSAD will take place in Barcelona from March 16th to the 17th. Fred will be there as media partner. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.